Welcome to Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I'm Allison Kay. I'm a 30-year health and fitness veteran turned business strategist and retreat master. And every Thursday, we're talking about what it takes to create client experiences that actually matter. Because here's what I've noticed. Client experiences have become impersonal, transactional, digital only, and frankly, boring. There, I said it. But the truth is, a client experience is so much more than a transaction. It's about what goes into creating transformation, the strategy behind it, the intentionality, and the human connection. And that's what we're exploring on this show. Whether you're building retreats, hosting events, creating high-touch programs, or reimagining how you serve your clients, this is where we talk about how business owners can create different experiences within their businesses. Experiences that don't just serve clients, they transform them. So if you're ready to go beyond the same old automated funnels and cookie cutter approaches, you're in the right place. Let's dive in and get into the show. Hey everybody, it's Allison Katzkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday show, our flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And I like to call this the business edition of that because everybody needs self-care for their business. Now, last year, I ran a mini-series in the month of October, and if you haven't had a chance to listen to those episodes, you may want to go back and do that, where I spotlighted two people who actually support clients in the client experience, who support business owners, who create really high-level client experiences in their businesses. And so today, I'm bringing on someone who I've just brought onto my team, Daisha Dones, who is the founder and creator of Couture Retreats and Events. This is really her specialty. She's a travel advisor, but she's also a retreat coordinator, and she is going to be helping us with Allison Kay Retreats this year, primarily our Portugal experience, which is happening in September. So we're going to be talking all about kind of what that role looks like and why, if you're listening and you do high-level events or retreats or intensives or anything in your business, why having someone like this assist you is just an absolute no-brainer. Daisha and I met on a retreat. It was the early part of 2025. And we've just gotten to be really good friends. And I just feel like she just has a really good grasp on not just the importance of this, but really how to do it seamlessly. So thanks for joining me today.
Hi. So always so good to talk to you.
I know.
The best time.
Right. So we met back last May on the Luxury and Business Retreats retreat in Champagne. Even though I had seen you on social media and all of that, I just hadn't met you in person until then.
Yeah. And let me tell you, we had the best time.
We did.
Drinking champagne, of course, around the region. And then we hung out again in Slovenia.
I know, totally.
And our rooms were actually right across from each other. So we got real close and, again, just had the best time. And it was kind of a no-brainer that we continued working together on your upcoming Portugal retreat.
Tell my audience a little bit just about your background. I know you're a travel advisor and you do more than just retreat coordinating, even though that's really where the direction where you're going. You're doing more of these higher level events and you know, being that person that kind of works behind the scenes to put it all together.
Right. So I am, I do have my own travel agency, and it's not just your grandma's travel agency, right? It's more luxury, high-end, preferred luxury venues and vendors around the globe. And that's kind of the base of everything that I do. Yeah. Because when you're doing retreats, you're traveling for the most part, right? Whether it's your hometown, you're going to have people that are traveling to get to you. Uh-huh. So you kind of want to think of it as an elevated group trip, right? It's not a trip. It's not a vacation. We all know retreats are way more than that.
Yeah.
But it comes down to the logistics of group travel.
Right.
So that's kind of the base of how I help my clients, not just logistically, but legally as well, because we talked about this last year in Champagne. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You cannot, as a retreat host, book a transportation or a venue for a group legally unless you're a certified travel agent. And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
So that's one of, you know, the bonuses that I bring whenever I plan these retreats is that it's all legally done for you.
Yes.
Which is super important. And then another thing is venues, right? Like, so important when you're hosting a retreat to make sure that the venue actually aligns with the experience that you're wanting to create for your guests.
Yeah.
And you're not just going on Airbnb and choosing the cheapest thing that you can find, right?
Like, just what a lot of retreat hosts do, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. And there's so many things that can happen when you book that way, right? Like, they could get back to you a week before your retreat and say that, oh, they're putting their home up for sale, and then you're out of luck. That actually happened to one of my clients whenever she booked an Airbnb.
I know people that's happened to.
Yeah. And then the pictures look great. They get there. It's atrocious. Like, there are so many things that can happen whenever you're picking the right venue. So that's also one of my core things, is making sure that your venue is truly vetted and you can count on it to be everything that you want and more.
Yeah.
When it comes to your retreat and curating that space that aligns with what you're wanting to actually create.
Well, and what I also want to point out too, and I know we'll get to this in a little bit, is just, you know, someone with your background and your connections, you just really make the work a lot simpler. Because I can remember when I started doing retreats, I was doing all the legwork myself. Mm-hmm. And up until just a couple of years ago, I was still doing all the legwork myself. And there were some things that my assistant would take care of, and there are some things that I could farm out to other people. But in general, just with your, not just what you know and how you know how to do it, but the fact that you know the right people to reach out to, and you can make that process so much easier.
Yeah, it's the connections, really. Yeah. And, like, let's be real. We know that you can plan a retreat. Mm-hmm. It's how quickly, how efficiently, how actually curated to your brand and to make the best experience possible for your guest.
Yeah.
Like, anybody, and you can go on there. You can even have your VA do it, like so many people do, but they don't have those connections.
Yeah.
Which is really what it comes down to, because you want to make sure that who you're working with is reliable.
Yeah. Well, and what I love about working with you is that I feel like, because we've gotten to know each other, you understand who I am and what I want and the kind of experience that I want. And so you already know all that going in, and it just it makes it easier, you know, because I know that what you come back to me with is not going to be like, it's going to be something I need to look at, you know?
Yeah. Which comes down to my brand, right? Which is Couture. Yeah. Because every client is truly so tailored and customized to their brand. Uh-huh. Because when it comes down to it, like, you don't want just a retreat that's, you know, in the box of what everybody else does.
Yeah.
If you're actually wanting to grow your brand and to expand your presence in the online space, you want something that actually relates back to your brand and who you are as a person and what you want for your attendees and how you want them to expand. So it's super important that when you're working with somebody, you want to find somebody that not only puts you in a box, but takes what you do and just expand it even more and tailors the experience to you and what you desire. Right. Yeah. Because that's how I work with all my clients, is it's what you want, right? There's no certain way that you have to do this or that.
Right.
It's what makes you happy, what you feel is good for your business and your people, because nobody knows your people like you do.
Well, and the other thing too that I want to say too is that a lot of what you're talking about, it's very easy for a retreat leader to just go and do it, right?
Right.
But the benefit of having someone like you is not just, you know, the connections and you know the people to reach out to, but what I'm really leaning into more and more is, how can I make this easier for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it's not a question of whether or not I can actually do it. You know, I can do it, but what I'm finding, and I know people listening who do retreats and events can appreciate this, is that you really have to protect where your time needs to be spent. And my time as a retreat leader is better spent talking to people, inviting people to join, you know, creating the experience and all of that, rather than getting lost in all of these details.
Yeah. And another really important thing is having someone that can hold you whenever times are chaos, which they will be.
Yeah.
And especially on retreat. Okay. That's a whole different podcast, exactly. Right? But it is so important to have someone in your space that can keep you grounded. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've learned that I'm like really good at. And we found that out driving around Europe.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Allison does not enjoy driving around Europe. Like, it is very stressful for her.
No, it's not. It's and like I said, it's not that I can't do it, but it's like, you know, you're in a foreign country for one, and you're having to navigate, and you've just got this calm way about you where you're like, it's the next exit. Go down here. It's the next place, right?
Oh gosh. Yeah. Okay. We had so much fun, but
we did.
But yeah, it's a big part of what I do is keeping my clients in their energetic state so that they can hold this experience, right? Because it takes so much out of you as a retreat host wanting to provide this amazing experience. It drains you. And
totally.
You don't want to think about what's going on in the background. And if somebody's arriving late from their flight, or this service provider's not answering their phone, you know, it's all those little things that are going to happen. It's just going to happen, right? That you don't want to have to worry about. So again, that's just a little piece of it, but making sure that you have somebody that gets you, gets your brand, your people, your company, what you actually want to do, and then curating that experience with reliable service providers and venues and all of that, and then keeping that energy up whenever you're going, oh, I can't sell any spots, right? Because you're going to have those moments where you're like, what am I doing? Is this working?
I can tell you as an experienced retreat leader, I still have plenty of moments where I'm like, what am I doing?
Yep. And everybody does. It doesn't matter how many retreats you've hosted or sold out. You're always going to have those moments where you're like, should I be doing this? Like, you're going to question yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why we come back to, okay, what are you doing this for? Who are you doing this for? And coming back to earth, right?
Yeah, right? Totally, 100%. So what are some of the things that you think, let's talk first about, what do you think some of the biggest problems that people that put on retreats and events like have, and why having somebody experience to help them is really not something that is nice to have. It's really something going into the future that I think is really critical.
Yeah. I mean, you're seeing everywhere in-person experiences, whether it's a retreat or a conference, like they're just kind of, if you're not hosting one, you're behind.
Totally. Yeah.
And as a high level.
And they're just going to keep getting more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people have realized, you know, after COVID and everything, being in person, especially when you're solely online, you're an online business, like it's almost crucial to your business to have those moments where you actually meet your clients in person, see their transformation right in front of your eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's what hosts are realizing, like that they crave this, right? So as we go into more in-person experiences in 2026, we want to talk about, you know, kind of the things we want to talk about is making sure it's legal, it's vetted, and you have somebody that you're working with that's experienced and that can hold you in those kind of things. And when we're talking about mistakes and everything, I mean, you're going to make mistakes. We all do, right? Especially when you're starting your retreats or in-person experiences, because as you've known, something can always happen that you never planned for.
It always does.
And there's no such thing as a perfect retreat or event. It's just, it's not a thing, right? Because something will always bring you back down to earth and make you question everything. So I think my biggest piece of advice is to not plan for everything to go perfectly.
Yeah.
Because it won't.
Yeah, I think you can walk in with the expectation that everything is going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone's going to get what they need. One of my intentions for every retreat that I lead is everyone's always going to get what they need. But notice I'm not saying everything's going to go perfect. There's never going to be, not going to be any problems. It's like any of that. It's like, all I know is what I can control.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's really up to them to curate their own experience and how they want to walk away.
Yeah.
From your retreat.
Yeah. But I can tell you too, even as somebody who's hosted more than 30 retreats at this point in my career. Now, some of them, truth be told, were like one-on-one intensives, like smaller. We're not talking like big groups. You know, most of my retreats have been pretty boutique up until this point. But I can tell you that there's always things that happen that you not only can't plan for, but there are always things that will test you, that will like challenge you. And so I think how you navigate that too is really critical, which makes it even more important to have someone assist you.
Right. And honestly, when you go into hosting a retreat, you're thinking that this retreat is going to be like transformative for your guests, but it's really
exactly
more transformative for you as the host. I mean, you leave a completely different person than you was a week ago.
Yeah.
Because you held the space for these women and you witnessed these transformations, and it's expansion in every way.
Totally.
So,
and it's always, I think, it's always a good indication of where you are in your journey too. Like whatever you're bumping up against, it's usually just reflecting back to you what your next challenge is, right? The next thing for you to work on within you.
Yeah. And it's really just your job to curate an experience for your guests, but it's up to them to experience it how they want.
Yeah, right. Everyone, one of my rules at every one of my retreats is that everyone gets their own experience. You know, there's only so much I can do as a facilitator and as a leader, because I want everyone to have their own experience. So, and I think that's really important too.
Yeah, a powerful retreat, you know, should kind of feel like medicine to the soul. Like they should feel safe, elevated, and everything is intentionally done, but it speaks to their soul in a way that they'll take out of it what they need.
Yeah, 100%. So let's talk next about, what do you think some of the biggest challenges are going to be for retreat leaders in the future? Like, you know, you talked about like securing the venue and not using Airbnb. And why is that? Because I know a lot of people still do Airbnbs. Why wouldn't a retreat leader want to do that for just a weekend?
And there will be, no matter how many times I've told them, they're just, you know, kind of determined to do it because it's easy and it's cheaper, right?
Yeah.
You know, quotations, cheaper. And that's just how it is. But when those things happen, which they very well could be, because I've had clients where, like I said, they book something and it's canceled on them or it's not like how they pictured, then it's like, okay, how do we quickly pivot?
Yeah.
And find something that's, you know, not this. So yeah, I do think that when it comes to retreats, it's gonna be a lot different in 2026, because like I said, there's a lot of retreat hosts that are hosting more events and conference style in-person experiences, where retreats are getting more, even more intimate, right? You're not going to be finding a lot of 20-person retreats.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a very select few that get out of it way more than they could have at a larger person event. So it's really for a special type of client.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're creating, it's those clients that are your ride or dies and that really want to take that time intentionally to collapse those timelines.
Yeah. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellev8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. So what do you think then are, where do you see the future of this going? Just from your perspective of, because let me just give you a little bit of background here. You know, in 2018, 2019, people were starting to do retreats. You know, there were some people were doing some, but they weren't like overly popular. Then after the pandemic, it just exploded, right? And it was all at the beginning, it was more about the travel than it was about the curated retreat experience. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like what we're seeing in the retreat industry is kind of a split. We're seeing the trips that are really more about the destination and more about like it being a getaway or an excursion versus a real retreat. So what do you see from your perspective, because you've done both, what do you see as your perspective of where you think this is going for the future?
I totally agree with you, and that there are so many group travel, calling them retreats.
Yeah.
And when we think of the word retreat, yes, you're retreating from your everyday life, but you're also doing way more than just exploring a different culture.
Yeah.
Or a different city, right? You are really taking the time to learn how you want your life to look when you leave, right? It's not just, we're going to go on an excursion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
but
I see.
A lot of people treat it like that. You know, a lot of people say, yeah, I'm not going to do this. I'm just here to see the location or whatever, which totally defeats the purpose, in my opinion. But
yeah. And I mean, yeah, they'll throw in some workshops here and there, but it really doesn't, it's really changing, like you said. Like, yeah. You're
and
still going to have
it. I'm here for it as a retreat leader. I'm glad that it's changing.
Yeah. And you're still going to see those wellness retreats. Of course you are. They're not going anywhere. It's just the business side of retreats are changing. And I think they're expanding into larger events.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, like that's honestly what I see happening in 2026. Everyone wants to host a conference.
Yeah.
And think it's easier to sell, which.
Yeah. And it's not the same thing as a retreat. So in my view, I feel like a retreat is a much more smaller, intimate group. And then a conference or an intensive or a summit or whatever is a bigger group.
Yeah. But I have seen retreats kind of diminish. When it comes to the business side of things, because they are hosting these larger events, or their retreats are actually for their mastermind clients, right? It's a part of a mastermind as a year-long program. That's really what I'm seeing is, yes, they're keeping their retreats a part of their business, but it's included in a longer-term program because these smaller, more intimate groups, everyone knows each other already. Like they know their businesses. They're meeting in person because it's taking their work to a deeper level.
Well, and I can tell you, having been in a mastermind that had retreats throughout the year, that was a big selling point to me. And I can tell you that I run a very small mastermind for business owners, and I include two retreats a year in that where they come to my home on Lake Norman, which is where our vacation place is. And we're going to do our reunion in April for the Champagne Crew. So,
And I'm here for that, right? Like, I am totally here for that. I think it's huge whenever you're a part of a year-long program and there's an in-person experience because you get to meet these people that you've talked to every single day.
Yeah.
And it's just like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So I do love that that's where that's headed. But who knows? I mean, things are changing every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just going to become more and more important that you work with people who are skilled, mm-hmm. people who this isn't their first rodeo and they're not just slapping something together and calling it a retreat, right?
Yeah.
But just, you know, having somebody who has the depth of knowledge that you do as far as the reach outs and everything goes, that's really going to be important.
For sure.
Yeah.
And like, I think it's super helpful when you go on a retreat and that you continue to work with them.
Yeah.
After the retreat, I think it's huge instead of just going on a retreat and then never seeing that person again, right?
Yeah. Out
and, yeah. and not continuing that work, because that's the whole point of the retreat is to implement those things into your life for the future.
Yeah.
So,
and we just do so much better as human beings when we have support and accountability. We just do.
Right.
You know, we suck at follow through for the most part. As human beings. So just to wrap up, tell me what I'm thinking about the person listening who maybe is thinking that maybe this is something they need to look at for their business, or maybe they're thinking that, you know, at some point they're going to want to look at this. Can you give us like some tips, some things to think about, some, you know, easy pieces of advice, things that people can walk away with and implement like right away in their business when it comes to, you know, event coordination or any of that?
A big piece of advice is to do your in-person experience how it feels good to you.
Uh-huh.
I can give you a timeline all day.
Yeah.
I love a good timeline.
Yeah.
I love a good checklist.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be the one to tell you, you have to do it this way. It has to be in this order. Like, it has to feel good to you. Because when you're creating an experience like this, you have to be in a state of you're the leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's best for your people. You know what you want. And that's how it's always been, right?
Yeah.
So that's my biggest piece of advice is I can help you all day with what you should be doing, but take it with a grain of salt. Okay. Like, it doesn't have to be this way. It's helpful, of course. But really create an experience that, again, feels good to you.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say you can't put a retreat together in 3 months. Should you? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But some people are more determined than others. And you totally can if you work all day, every day
mm-hmm.
on getting it out there, especially with international retreat. Could you? Probably not.
Yeah.
And I would not suggest to do that. But really, at least start with a plan mm-hmm. on how you're going to get from A to B, right? And include the things that you're going to need, right? A budget.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're going to need a budget, okay? And we're going to hopefully want it to be profitable.
Yeah.
So that's another big topic, right? On the profitability of your retreat and how it's actually going to look inside your business and what you're going to take away from the retreat and how you're going to sell it into other parts of your business.
Right.
But you really want to think of these things before you start planning your retreat or your in-person experience. Like, how is it going to look
mm-hmm.
inside your business? Who is the person that you need to be to create this? Like, you got to think of those things before you even launch it into the universe. It's really those things that are going to make or break your experience, because you have to have 100% belief in what you're doing.
100%. Could not have said it better. You have to believe that it's happening even before you see any evidence of it.
Right? So before you even launch it, you have to absolutely know in your soul, in your bones, that this is what you're doing. These are the people that you're going to be serving. And you know that it's going to sell.
Yeah.
You already know.
Yeah.
And you have to have that. You have to have that.
Okay. I like that. So tell us real quick then, before we go, how you work. Like, talk to us a little bit about your services. And like, I mean, I can tell you, working with you, you take a lot of time to make sure everything is right. You want to personalize things. And just to know that, you know, I can like Voxer you or send you a note and say, hey, what about this? It's like, I don't have to worry that something's not going to fall in the cracks, you know?
Yeah. And that's a big thing when working with somebody is knowing that you can send those quick messages whenever something pops up or a question comes up, which will.
Right.
Yeah. So you want to have somebody like answering those questions right away. So that's a huge thing, is just having that ongoing communication, or me in your back pocket, whenever you need that. Because as you know, like planning, it's not like a strict planning process, right? Yeah. Things happen. People don't get back to you when you expect. So it's really just like a come and go as things flow, right?
Yeah.
But really we start with your vision, and I send a very in-depth questionnaire to make sure that I know you and I know your brand and I know your people, because everything I do comes down to that.
Yeah.
Right. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
So we start off with that. And then a huge part is the venue, of course, so that we want to look at that. We want to get that booked, because especially if you're working overseas, things get booked way far out in advance. Mm-hmm. And you want to start planning for those things immediately.
Yeah.
And again, the venue sets off your whole experience. So that'll give your people like a really good idea of what your experience is going to look like before they buy.
Yeah.
So we want to look at that. We want to look at the overall agenda, itinerary. It doesn't have to be planned down to the T, you know, but you want an overall flow, right? So that the people actually know what they're getting into, because you kind of want to know those things if you're going to be putting a lot of money down on this experience. So that's kind of where we start. Make sure, again, the legal stuff is out of the way. You have your contracts, you have your terms and conditions, and you set up a really great client experience and what it looks like for them whenever you launch. So your sales page is on point, your website, your email flow. Like, you want to make sure the client experience isn't just, oh, you purchase and you never hear from me again. You want to make sure you create a community for your attendees so that they feel excited to meet each other and you're excited to meet them. And so it's really the whole package of start the vision to the follow through and on-site, you know, their experience, yes, but after the retreat, what that looks like as well, and how you can continue keeping them in your world, right? Totally. So we look at everything from start to finish.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. So you really don't leave a stone unturned. So
no, that's the goal. That's the goal.
I love it. So how can people reach out to you and connect with you? And do you have, what's the best way for people to do that?
You can find me on Insta. That's where I hang out most, at Daisha Donzi. Uh-huh. And I, my company is Couture Retreats and Events, where everything is styled to you and your brand. And yeah, hang out, find me there. I also just launched an ebook, which is the Styled and Sold Out event, where I break down my couture method of everything from A to Z, and how you can really create that stylized approach when it comes to your retreat.
And how can people get the ebook? Is that on your website?
I will link it for you. I'll send it over to you, and maybe you can put it in the show notes. But yes,
You can. For anyone listening, you can find that in the show notes.
Yeah,
so that'll
and it's like $27 or something like that. And
believe
me, it will change your entire outlook when it comes to your in-person experience.
So the best way for people to find you is on your Instagram account, or to send you an email, right? Which you are Daisha@couturetreatsandevents.com.
It's retreat@daishadonzi.com.
That's right. retreat@daishadonzi.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Thanks as always for talking to me today. It's always good to see you.
Of course. I can't wait to see you soon in a few months.
I know. I can't wait.
Right? Yeah. Also in Denver.
I know. I know. I'm going to see you in April. I'm going to see you in May. And of course, in September. So we're going to have a busy year, right?
We are. And it's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Awesome. Fantastic. So for anyone out there listening who's got retreats and events on your calendar this year, look, I know a lot of you that listen do. And maybe you're not at the point in your business where you're ready to have somebody handle these details for you. It's still worth a reach out and a call to Daisha. I can completely vouch for her. Several of my colleagues actually have used her as well. It's always worth a reach out just to see what that could actually look like. And you definitely want to take advantage of her ebook as well. So you can find her contact information in the show notes. Her Instagram handle is @DaishaDonzi, and you can connect with her that way. And if you know someone in your world who you think this episode would be helpful for, please feel free to copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me, or you can reach out to me, connect with me on my site, www.theallisonk.com. Send me a message, and we'll be happy to send the episode wherever you would like it to go. This is one of the reasons why we've been able to build such an amazing audience, and one of the reasons why I love hearing from all of you every week. Please feel free to send me your feedback. If you have any thoughts or ideas after hearing this episode, I'm always all ears. Thanks so much for being in our world. We sure do appreciate all of you. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast. We will see you next time. Bye.